handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, tomorrow is Indigenous Peoples Day. What the hell does that mean? The people that were here first? Well, were they here first? You know, they were here latest. I mean, well, they weren't here latest. And we're here now, but we might not be here in the future. You know, that's just kind of a funny thing to think about, right, Alan? You know, we look back and we glamorize, what is it, the past before the Europeans came to the North America, right? And they were all bad and they conquered it and they destroyed the natives, right? And they were all peaceful and loving, right? And they just ate grass and they were peaceful and we beat them with sticks and poisoned them. And that might be true, right? I don't know. But who was here first? Chicken or the egg? And what does it actually matter? We're here right now and we're being torn between each other, and there's so much hatred of these people or these people. It's kind of fascinating to watch and to actually understand that they're doing it on purpose, right? They're trying to make us hate each other for one reason or another. Just hate each other, Alan. It's insidious. No, I guess that's the only word to use.
And once again, Steve, at its base function, it is it creates division amongst the masses. Okay, so that we cannot get together and have the indigenous people say, "Hey, you know, even though you stole all our crap a couple hundred years ago and killed most of us, you know." We basically want the same thing, and you know, if we get together, we'd have a lot more, you know, oomph to our battle, and that's what they don't want us doing. So they do use every little division, every little difference that we have amongst ourselves, and they magnify that, and they create special days. You know, it's a LGBT day or blah blah blah. You know, and you create these special little groups and subgroups and subgroups. And everyone has their own special little, you know, classification that they, you know, choose to identify with. And, folks, it keeps us split up and from being able to form a cohesive front against what's being waged against us.
Yeah. I had a friend come over last night, and it was very heartening to hear him talk, right? Because he was talking about, well, some of the stupid stuff around and how these people hate these people, these people hate these people. He got really passionate, like a Republic Broadcasting person would, right? And said, "I'm not going to play." He says, "I don't want to hate these people." You know, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of high energy talk in talking about love. But hey, I'm good with that, because you got to watch them when they try to polarize you. I hate liberals. Yeah. I guess I really don't like the mindset. I don't feel that it's, I don't know, Alan. They've been brainwashed, but they're actually being violent towards us. So us being nice to them just seems like it doesn't make very much sense. You know where I'm coming from on that?
And speaking of that, Steve, you know, okay, folks, during the first hour, I was using my hypnotic voice techniques on the people out there.
You weren't using
why we haven't had any phone calls. So I'm going to stop doing that now. So if you want to call in and talk with us. What's up in your world?
I want to talk to you like this.
I want to talk to the animals. Walk with the animals.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it comes to the point that I'm getting at is in the next month, I expect another border crisis over here in Texas. Dun, dun, dun. The governor's to do nothing, make speeches, say how they're going to do it next time. Most likely, they'll just bus them to one of the cities, put them on a plane, and ship them off to wherever the heck the rest of the RBN listeners are. Depends on if you live in a city. Oh my God, have fun, folks, because the world's going away. All the cargo ships are backing up in the Los Angeles port. Allegedly, it's because the Chinese aren't offloading them. No, the Chinese are offloading them, but there's no dock workers. But the docks say otherwise. They say there's no trucks. That's because none of the trucks are qualify for California pick 'em up status. They have the bar raised so high for emissions control due to global warming, they can't get, well, your razors, your basketballs off the ship fast enough, right? Well, what's the truth? The truth is the ports in California and the ports in New York are, well, backed up by liberals, right? They're scared to death of global warming. You know, it took, what, 30, 50 years now for them to get fully afraid, right? Now people are, oh, it's deadly serious. No, it's not, silly. You know, it's not so serious, but they're taking it serious. This is their last push, right? If they can't get this to actually grab, they're going to have to go on a different avenue, and that could be costly. So they're pushing the global warming really good, and it's also a great diversion to all of the Biden nonsense, right? You know, he's doing a bunch of stuff. So we're going to have a little bit of a shortage.
Wouldn't it be great if we had something like a Canamex highway so that all those ships could be unloaded in the ports down, the deep water ports in Mexico, and all those goods could be trucked straight up through here to these inland ports, and everything would be under law.
Interesting. Interesting idea there, Alan. Maybe we can go back in time and put something like that in place. And then, I think it is in place, you know, and the Spanish own that. It's amazing. This whole land that I'm on, Texas, has a big history with the Spanish. And even the land below us, they call that Mexico, they were controlled by Spanish, and they still seem to be pulling the strings. Strange thing about Europeans, they were here, they're gone. And now we're free? Is that how it goes? Am I diverting the subject? You know, what is the subject? I guess the subject is invasion, right? I was telling you about the people from Tennessee, I think it was. Where are you from again, my friend? I don't know if he's my friend.
Memphis.
But yeah, he's from Tennessee. Yeah. And they came
walking
here for
on
vacation.
Beale Street, walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale.
Yeah. I think I told you guys last week, I found it fascinating that some guy was praying on at the local Love's truck stop here in Texas. And, that didn't go too good for me because I saw him. Well, I guess it went just fine for me. I saw him and I said, whoa, Spidey senses. And my buddy's Spidey senses went off. And we looked at him as he cased my van, you know, looking into it. And he was definitely looking to do something wrong, you know, and he was pretending. And we watched him. We left and we watched him, you know, case out the rest of the thing, hop into a car and leave the truck stop. Obviously, he didn't find anything or was a little bit worried that something went wrong. But he was a predator, and I'd say that he was a predator from San Antonio. He didn't look very Austin-like, you know. Those are two big cities here in Texas, and they have distinct personalities. If you're from Austin, you have skinny jeans and tattoos and look like a dumbass. You know, if you're from San Antonio, there's more of a chance that you just look rougher and tougher and more simple or rapper. Or cowboy-esque, I don't know, maybe that's, you know, maybe I'm stereotyping people, Alan.
And Steve, you know, I will have to say, you keep bringing up this reference to your spotty senses, you need to be careful because people are going to maybe start associating and thinking that you might be of, like, Jewish origins, seeing as how you are claiming legacy with Spider-Man, the name of Spider-Man, which is a Jewish name, you know.
Oh, really?
You know.
Yeah, I got you. But I'm referencing Peter Parker, and you know he used to have the
spidey
senses.
His real name
senses.
Is Peter Parker Stein. Don't you know
Parker
that?
Stein. Parker Stein Pathways.
And his alias was Spider-Man. You know, how Jewish can you get?
Oh, man. We can find the dirt anytime we want to, right? You know, it's fabulous.
I'm just trying to stay insane with the insane world, Steve.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that that's one of our challenges in the next coming months or weeks.
Hey, the financial challenge.
There's a financial challenge. It's huge.
You know, every $1 trillion that they put out there makes all that money that you have saved back, you know, worth just a whole hell of a lot less. You know, that's called true inflation. Every $1 trillion that they print up, it makes yours worth a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I guess $1 trillion would make it worth quite a bit less, not just a little bit.
Yeah, and everybody knows what's going on with that. You got all sorts of people writing about the financial collapse, and they're like, the financial collapse started a month ago, or it's starting tomorrow, or it's starting
the BRICS Bank is kind of hanging back there in the background. You know, it was put out years ago. It's been kind of hanging around. You hear about it here, and you hear about it there periodically. But, you know, with the U.S. dollar just being inflated by the trillions by the second, it seems like, the BRICS boys are still sitting back there in the background. And, you know, they pump and dump society through time, even the history they tell us. You know, it's,
and
I
the
guess
problem
it's our turn.
Is, you know, when you try to see the world around us in the future, right, and I'm just trying to say it that way, after the dollar collapses, you know, what does that look like, everybody says. Well, I say that. I don't know if everybody else does. And what you look at is a third world, right, that was once a first world where you could get car parts, where you could get things, where stuff moved around the country. The country we're building right now is going to be a failed one, which can't move goods and services. And the only thing available to you, you can't find that, what, $1 foot of hose to get your car running. And if you could, you need to get some gas, which is, wow, that's going to be really pricey. So you're going to have to take a bicycle or take public transportation or something like that. Maybe you have power and power backups. Is this far in the future? You know, it really could
maybe
be.
Maybe I'm just being reactionary. Maybe I'm just being reactionary and alarmist, Steve, but like I said, I've got sitting out here where I can see it from a place called Zimbabwe, which I don't think is doing real well economically or anything, especially when they started producing $100 trillion Zimbabwe dollar bills. I mean, would that buy your 1 foot of hose that you need to get your car running again? You might need $500 trillion dollars to do that.
Alan, that probably wouldn't even be worth as much as toilet paper come a collapse, right? You know, it's like toilet paper at least has intrinsic value. It can wipe your backside once and be thrown away. A Federal Reserve note may not function just as well. Let's go to the phones.
Or maybe we'll all go to boudets.
Boudets, yeah.
You don't have to have toilet paper with a bidet, you know.
Oh, you're really rich. You got water to use, huh? Wow, fancy. Art in Georgia.
Well, hey, if they can use bidets in the middle of the frickin' desert, you know, like the Arabs and all them do.
They're rich.
We got lots more water than they do. You know, what do we use toilet paper?
I hear you. I don't know. How do you use a bidet in the middle of the desert? Art, are you there?
I'm here, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Morning, Art.
Yeah. I'm trying.
trying to stay sane in this insane, crazy, screwed up menagerie that we're involved in. But what's going on today, Art?
Oh, mercy. It's just getting crazier and crazier as the days go by. Got up yesterday morning. And I almost called you guys. Steve, I can't find your darn number, dude. I don't know what I did to you. But I was going to call you guys yesterday.
You got that new phone number?
Huh?
Hey, you have a new phone number, right? It's a landline. I think I have it in my phone.
Well, I know you had my landline.
Yeah, okay, I'll call you.
But I have a mobile number now. I just keep it secret from most people. I was gonna call you guys yesterday, and even though I couldn't call you, Steve, because I can't find your number, I was gonna email you. But then I thought, you know, I'll wait until tomorrow because they're gonna be on the radio. So I'll just wait until tomorrow. And I'll call in and talk to both of them at the same time. And
there you go.
The reason was because I was. When I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I get my coffee, you know, after I go out and open up the chicken house, let the chicken check, make sure all my rabbits are okay, come back in the house, get me a cup of coffee, come sit down at the computer, start reading emails and stuff like that. Somebody told me, said, hey, dude, go check out the latest COVID-19 vaccine exposed part 5 on Project Veritas website. I went and checked it out, and it's a really interesting 10-minute interview, 10, 12 minutes, something like that. You know, they always do the intro parts where they show clips from the interview, and then they do the actual interview. And I'm watching the actual interview, and it's a woman who, she probably doesn't have a job at Pfizer anymore, or she's probably just lost her job over this interview. But she had stumbled, by accident, had stumbled on to some emails that had taken place between the higher-ups within the Pfizer Corporation, like the corporate executives and such as this. And lo and behold, well, you say you listened to Farron's broadcast yesterday, so you must have heard me right there at the end, the very last time at the end there. Interesting, and I didn't know this until yesterday morning, and now I'm just all kind of freaked out, and I'm telling everybody about this. They're literally, and they're trying to cover it up best as they can, thank you to this whistleblower, they're literally using human fetal tissue in the production of the vaccine.
Oh, my God, it's a COVID.
They've been doing that for a while.
And I'm like, well, yeah. That just gives us a whole nother reason to say no. Because last I checked, we weren't intended to be cannibals.
Yeah,
you know, and I wonder where this fetal, you know, stem cell line that they've been using from supposedly from like 1976 or something, they developed this line of cells, and they've been using that and propagating it and sending it around and whatever. I've got to wonder, it's like, were these cells from a white guy, a black guy, a Mexican guy? You know, I mean, there's got to be some kind of racial thing thrown in here, you know, otherwise, you know, everyone will be using this as an exemption, you know.
You know, yeah, okay. I thought about that last week too. I saw that article or that write up about Project Veritas and what they got, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine here in town, and he was talking about, well, why are people doing religious exemptions for the vaccine? Right? He'd taken the vaccine, and I go, well, because, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. One is probably the usage of aborted fetal tissue to grow these injections, right? And he goes, what? I'm all, yeah, you know, the abortions, they sell all the baby parts and, you know, to a variety of different places. And that's why the anti-abortion people, well, then we talked about the value of life and the consciousness and where does that start? But then, you know, I saw it as his face kind of turned a little bit green when he thought that whatever was injected into his body might have contained, well, once used to be a living, breathing baby, but it most likely was never, you know, fully breathing air. They killed it before it got a chance. It's kind of sad, you know, but Art, my point is, I guess my point is, in the future, they will look back at our society in 2020 and back until the 1970s and say, oh my God, they killed all these babies, right, at various stages and ate them, mm-hmm. right? They used them for medicine. They used them for makeup.
You also have to look at if these stem cells came from a black fetus that was aborted, you know, and you used to try to use that as a religious exemption, you would not only be an anti-vaxxer, you would be a racist.
I hear
check
music.
The boxes. I hear music too. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on, folks. We'll be back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Art in Georgia joins us here at the, well, second hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating, Art. You know, nobody cares about body parts. It's like, wow, really? Soylent Green is people, right? You know?
Yeah, it, I know,
seriously,
right?
Seriously, is. Right? But,
it is, yeah.
You know,
I wonder what Soylent Red is made out of.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I talked over you.
I said, I wonder what Soylent Red is made out of. If Soylent Green is people, what is Soylent Red?
I'm sure we've got the whole Soylent LGBT spectrum here, Art, in today's world.
Hey, I'm questioning that.
We might be Soylent phobia next, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was something in... I was telling Alan during the break there, there was something that popped up in this interview with this lady from Pfizer that just really blew my mind. They were looking at one of the emails where one of the people had mentioned a very specific type of stem cell testing, whatever. And he asked, what is this? And she said, that refers to, and it was three letters, and I forget what the other two were, but the third one was kidney. Okay, so you took cells from the kidney of an aborted fetus. Well, that means the fetus had to have been developed enough to be able to identify a kidney. Now, at what stage is that fetus? If you can identify the kidney, that means you have
it's
a heartbeat.
Sick.
You have working
sick.
Lungs.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years plus since I actually did human anatomy and embryology, and I couldn't tell you what stage and, you know, weeks-wise or anything like that when the kidneys actually start to become noticeable and recognizable as a separate system. But I would say fairly well on into the embryological cycle.
Yeah, I mean, you have actual developed organs to the point that you can identify it, and you're telling me that is not a living creature, and you're just going to kill it and use its body parts to create vaccines.
I actually know some people here that are Christians, but they don't consider it a baby until it comes out and the doctor slaps its butt and it draws its first breath. Up to that point, they don't consider it an actual human baby.
And they're going to change their mind soon.
You know what I tell people who want to try to... You know what I tell people who want to try to use that argument with me? I'm not a Christian. I make that clear to everybody. I am not a Christian. I spent time in the seminary back when I was very young, in my early mid-20s. I thought I was being led to go into missionary work, but I was wrong. I was meant for other things. But I spent time, I lived in a monastery. I took on the role of a Donati brother, which is a junior monk in the monastery, and I began to study doctrine. And I'm not a Christian now. I do believe in a divine power. I believe that we were created in the image of that which created us, and we are bound to it. And there is no breaking away. There is no denying how much everyone much you want to try to deny. You cannot deny this. It's a fact. It exists. This being exists. This is not from some cosmic explosion, implosion, whatever. By accident, that's not even possible for something as intricate as life to have happened by accident. But for those who want to claim to be Christian, who want to try to tell me that that's not a living being, that's not a human, let me refer to you, I forget exactly where it is, but you, a myrrh, I bet you she knows where it's at in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It says, I knew you before you were formed in the womb. Now, if this divine creator knew us before we were formed in the womb, what the hell is that fetus? An imaginary friend?
Hey, Art, all I can say is... Art, hey, I was in developmental biology, embryology, and the miracle that occurs when a sperm meets an egg... The instant reaction once that mating is made, it is all of a sudden all this activity starts, you know, and the division starts, the differentiation starts, you know, it starts to become a future human, you know, this is where it gets so twisted up, you know, where does life begin? When is it an actual person? You know, a sperm. You know, by itself, well, that's just half the genetic material. An egg by itself, just half the genetic material. Once they meet, there is an instant. That's where the life process begins. Folks, I don't know if you've ever watched this under a microscope. It's pretty freaking amazing to watch what happens. Mm. The instant that those two meet and they combine. And it starts to become something. You know, I call it life. I call it a being at that merger, you know. I'm not going to lord myself over everyone else and tell everyone else how to live their life, but I also don't want them telling me how to live my life because of their
genes. Right.
Yep.
Mm. Sucks.
And I certainly don't want aborted fetal tissue injected into my eye.
No.
And here's another thing.
At the very least,
this
it's foreign DNA, which should not be inside
your
system.
We got to move on, Art. we're hitting the brakes. I've got Mike in Arizona hanging on the line. I want to go to him.
Have a great one, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, Art.
Hold on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
I want the truth! You handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. You know, that last conversation, I really hate talking about killing people, and abortion can be that argument of when life becomes life and everything like that. But at the end, I just get sad, and it's a dark place, and it sucks. And before the COVID, folks, and I will get to you here in just a second, Mike, but before the COVID, they were talking about birth abortions, right? They wanted that go, and that's quieted down for a minute, and they're getting ready to bring it back up. It might be 4 years, it might be something, but they'll probably say it's for the good of everybody. We have to kill this one right here.
We'll keep those babies comfortable until they're proceeded to let live and or die.
Here you go. Here's a little bottle. Whack! Hit them on the back of the head. It was an abortion. No, that was, you killed him. It was an abortion, different technique. Oh, well. Okay.
Moral degradation Mike of a society is what that all entails.
Yeah. Mike in Arizona, welcome to the show.
Hello, there Mike. No, are you there? Not. I heard you call the phone yesterday. Good call. Hey, okay. I do want to say this. Not only is Farron great, but the callers, the RBN, I mean, the callers to Farron show yesterday, I mean, y'all are freaking great. I mean, we've all got different viewpoints. We live in different places, grew up differently. But we've all got a specific purpose in mind. It's, we just know that this crap's wrong. Come on, Mike. Are you there?
Yeah, I heard him. Yes, I'm here. No, I agree there's a lot of different perspectives, and we all try to bring something to the table. It's kind of like a potluck. Earlier in the broadcast, in your first hour, you were talking about the illegals, and I was listening to somebody being interviewed from one of these big anti-immigration groups just the other day, and they said that they've got an indication that these new bumps of people that are coming through the Darien Gap, they're not going up to Texas. They're shifting to the west out towards Yuma, Arizona. And if you look at a map at the bottom of Arizona, the border with Mexico kind of runs east and west till about halfway through the state, and then it angles up. And then the roadways that go through there, about halfway between Phoenix and Tucson is a city called Casa Grande, and then running east and west out of Casa Grande is Interstate 8. And so when they come across the border down like in Douglas or the Tucson sector, then it's a long way to get up to the main interstates. But if they shift to the west, it's just a short sprint before they can hit Interstate 8 and go through there. And this Darien Gap coming up out of Colombia going into Panama is about 100 miles of jungle, trackless, no roads, and they have to come up through there, and then they'll pitch in $10 a piece or so and rent some boat that'll take them up the river. But the pirates or the bad guys know the terrain extremely well, and basically everybody gets robbed. A good percentage of them die. There's a lot of poisonous insects and snakes and stuff, and it's not uncommon to see dead bodies floating in the waterway and everything. And yeah. From my perspective, from where I'm coming from, because I'm reluctant to reveal exactly where I live at, because the cartel to come and visit, and it's not real pleasant when they show up with chainsaws and they're not cutting the limbs on your trees. But from where my perspective is, there's a lot of not a whole lot. I've been out in this area for almost 20 years now, and initially there was a tremendous amount of clothes and water bottles and things like that, backpacks being abandoned, because they come up from the border, and then they'll carry a pair of clean clothes with them, and then when they get up towards the pickup point, then they'll change the clothes and just leave the stuff out there, and then they can get in the car, and then they can blend better into society that way. But I've been out here recently, and there's a small indication of fresh activity along the interstate. One of the things that they do is cut the fence, and it's not just they bend the wire or pull down on it. They'll looks like they have either a bolt cutter or some pliers with a wire cutter on it, and these are fresh cuts on the fence that's on both sides of the interstate, keeps the cattle from wandering onto the highway. Yeah. And then by examining the end of the barbed wire, if it's fresh and shiny or if it's rusted, you can get a pretty good indication on how long the fence has been cut. But I encountered some water bottles and anti-tracking boots and stuff, and that's one thing that's also on the uptick. Used to it was just a few people would be wearing these anti-tracking boots, and now it's pretty much everybody does. Used to the children would be having some bright red Dr. Seuss or Spider-Man backpack, but now all the clothing is camouflaged, the backpacks are camouflaged. And on closing, also in this interview that the guy had said that the activity is shifting west out towards Yuma, he had gone into this area where these Haitians were in Del Rio, and he found a whole bunch of ID cards from Chile and other countries, Colombia, Brazil. But that was from these Haitians that had come there and established themselves in those countries. But then if they wanted to get into the United States, they couldn't reveal of their that they had immigrated, so to say, into these other countries. So they abandoned all their ID cards so then they could claim that they were from Haiti. And that's right. Pretty much all I have.
Hey, you know, interesting. On the immigration thing, you know, I can, from personal experience, you know, I've got relatives, you know, here who are fairly well off, and they've got deer leases down in South Texas where, you know, for some reason, you know, the deer, the bucks in there just grow huge. And they had a big problem with their deer blinds, you know, elevated, you know, box deer blinds, you know, they, you know, sit up, you know, 10, 12, 15 feet off the ground, you know, so you can see way off down the arroyos and everything. They were having problems with all their deer blinds, you know, getting broken into. So they actually started, there was a new business started up, making deer blinds with like a 10, 12, 15 foot section of horizontal, steel mesh on it, like a walkway, because the immigrants, when they were coming across, so they wouldn't have to sleep on the ground with the rattlesnakes and the scorpions and everything, they would go up and they'd break into their deer blinds. Well, this cut down drastically on them actually breaking into their deer blind itself. They just wanted to get off the ground and have somewhere to get away from the scorpions and the poisonous stuff. And it actually cut down drastically their break-ins into the actual blinds themselves. You know, so once again, you know, this was accommodating invaders so that they're
so they don't break your stuff.
It's an industry within an industry within an industry. You know, it's just crazy what today's world has turned into.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's somebody that I know out here, and he had been away for the weekend, and when he got back home on Sunday afternoon, that there was all this activity at his house, and he went around to the back, and there were a whole bunch of illegal aliens having a big barbecue on his barbecue out back, and then as soon as he showed up, they all scattered. So it's a pretty widespread deal, but I know you got other callers, so God bless you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
The phones are kind of empty right now, but that's okay. You know, I have a, you know, why would you think, Alan, I think we lost Dave, but Mike. why would they shift to camouflage backpacks, Alan? And what was he talking about? Track-proof shoes. What are those? Do you know?
Yeah, they instead of having like a tread pattern on the bottom, they'll like, you know, cover it with some kind of goo, so there's no real discernible pattern on it. So, you know, so they can't just drive up and down the roads and see that, you know, people have been running, you know, walking across here because you see the tread patterns of the boots or the tennis shoes or whatever. So it's a way to mask your trail, you know, to a certain point. You know, anyone who's really good at tracking can still tell that it was a human walking across there, but it's not so obvious. And there's a lot of territory, folks. You go out west along the border area, that's a lot of territory. You know, that's like 2,000 miles or something like that, you know, on our southern border. But the crazy thing about it, Steve, is that they have thermal imaging. They have, you know, just regular night vision, you know, but thermal imaging, definitely. It doesn't matter if you're wearing non-trackable shoes or camouflage or not. A thermal imaging camera will pick up a heat signature, you know. Now, unless they're wearing like Mylar blankets, you know, and coming across, they might not be able to be seen. But other than that, you know, they present us like they're really trying to do this. All they need is you can buy a freaking, you know, it might cost you $1,500, but you can buy a freaking thermal imager and you can see a deer 500 yards out in your pasture, you know, behind a tree.
But now with the catch and release thing that we're doing this year, isn't the job of the illegal alien to actually cross the border and get caught? Or isn't that what they want to do?
Yeah.
You know, you want to, unless you're, you know, of course, a smuggler where you don't want to get caught and you want to get whatever you're smuggling, you know, into the country. So I guess
In today's world, if you get caught, you get all this free stuff. If you sneak in and try to stay under the radar and work, you know, illegally, you've always got that over your head and you've actually got to work. If you come in and you get caught, the government gives you everything. They give you so much money and a place to live and a car and,
a couple of women on the side. Who the hell knows? You know, everything, folks, everything is getting so insane. It's so infuriating. Why can't everyone see this? I wish I could admire what these SOBs have done. The mesmerization, the normalcy bias. They create new normalcy biases. You know, everyone was complaining about we don't want to accept the new normal. Folks, when your speed limit changes from 60 miles an hour to 50 miles an hour, that creates a new normal for you. What do you mean, 50 miles an hour? I've been driving 60 miles an hour my whole life, you know, coming from the ranch into town. And now you say it's 50 and you're going to give me a ticket because for, 50 years of my life, I've been driving on this road and it's been 60 miles an hour now because someone's afraid because they can't use their smartphone and be watching their smartphone and still have a responsibility behind the wheel. They think that the speed limit should be lowered so everyone will be safe. It's driving me insane, yeah. Steve. It's so obvious.
I could go down that rabbit trail myself. I could go down that, and I could spend a whole damn show on what you just said. We do have two callers, and I have Dave and the Thumb sent a riddle to the rest of the people. I think it's a riddle, right, Dave? Well, anyways, it's what do you get when you cross Cain and Abel? If you know the answer, chime in. Otherwise, you get cable?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you get cable, Dave? I don't know. Mark in Philly, good morning.
Hello.
Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing today, Mark?
Okay. How's it going there, Al? I wanted to acknowledge what you said, Alan, about the walking in Memphis. For everybody, the listeners, I'm from Southern Missouri, and I'd been down to that area and actually
I used to go to Memphis in May all the time. Used to be great.
Yeah. Well, I'd been by that, I think it's called the Hollywood Cafe, that's in that music video and then that brought up to me Elvis. Elvis. And a lot of people know about Elvis, and a lot of people, he was, a pretty profound entertainer. And for the people in the audience, Southern Missouri is considered the Bible Belt country, and it so happens that I have had two families. I happened to have been adopted. But it turns out that I was the only person in both families that went to church on a regular basis. I started when I was like 5-6 years old because I discovered Vacation Bible School. But I gotta tell you, man, my sense of things is that this is getting so bad. How much pain and suffering and heartache do we, the people of the planet Earth, need to absorb? I mean, need to work through. I mean, one example here is he's supposed to be a man of God. His name's John Ashcroft. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. The Assemblies of God headquarters is in Springfield, Missouri, and John Ashcroft's father was a deacon in that church, and that's a worldwide headquarters for that's a Pentecostal church, I believe. And he's a man of God, but let's see, what did he do? Oh, that's right. He was the Attorney General during the time that they created the Patriot Act. Right, wasn't he involved with that? I think he surely was.
He's just a good Christian. He was just trying to keep us safe.
Yeah. So I'm wondering. I'll keep it short here. I'm wondering. I wonder if God is listening to these radio programs like this one right here. I'm wondering if God, if you're out there, are you listening? Because I sure as hell know that you are not listening to my prayers, and you're not listening to a lot of other people's prayers. And I'm here to tell y'all, Jesus has left the building. These people that call themselves Christians, most of these pastors don't have any balls. They can't stand up to evil. They cannot stand up to evil people, evil men, evil, whatever. Okay, and I've just had it with the religion thing. Okay, and I do believe that there's a grand intelligence, but where the hell is it? Where's it at? Because this is absolutely, totally, it's an abomination of human life And it's just ridiculous, man. What we, you know, and what these evil beings that pit one group against another, and, you know, I mean, it's just, and it is blowing my mind. It's got me, you know, reeking. I mean, like you, Alan, I feel the same like you, man. It's the same. And I appreciate you guys being here, Steve and Alan, because you keep sanity, because, oh, you know, just yeah, knowing that you guys are out there, because I'm telling you, Philadelphia, people, if you're planning on coming visiting Philadelphia, don't do it. It's a dangerous damn place. This is one of the most corrupt cities on the whole planet Earth, and this is one of the oldest cities in the United States. And it is our original founding capital city, although it did not officially become the capital. This is where it was all put together, and then they reclaimed the swamp down there in Washington, D.C., and then they made that the capital, which is perfect for these swamp creatures. Okay, so, but this is a power center for those evil beings. I can tell you that for real.
No, Mark. That's a birthplace of our nation. It's not an evil power center. I'm sorry.
So I want to challenge the people that call themselves Christians out there to really dig in deep and challenge your pastor, your minister, whoever it is. Say, hey, what's going on here, and what can we do? And by the way, the churches here in Philly, forget about it. They're all a bunch of wimps.
Mark, I've said many times, Mark, you know, I simply because I choose not to label myself as a Christian, because I see people that call themselves Christians all around me that are some of the worst, you know, they might as well be Jews, you know, we're on RBN here, you know. I actually met Jesus Cristo down at Tractor Supply, and, you know, it was been, you know, half a year ago or so. You know, guys were making fun of him. Hey, Jesus, when you get done up there, you know, come help us. I was like, is that really the way you pronounce your name? You know, he had his little tag on. It said Jesus, you know. He said, well, it's really, you know, Jesus. You know, I could tell he was, you know, of Mexican origin. I said, oh, so they're just playing with you. He said, yeah, it didn't really bother me. I've been doing this my whole life. And I said, can I ask you something? He goes, yeah. And I said, your middle name wouldn't happen to be? And he said, yes, my name is Jesus Cristo Rodriguez Dominguez or something. You know, I forgot exactly what, but his one of his middle names was Cristo. So I actually talked with Jesus Christ, and I said, can I ask you something else? I said, is your mother's name? He said, Maria. So, you know, folks, live how you want to. Live by the principles. I choose not to classify myself, because once you do that, they can use it as a means of division amongst us. Instead of just being us, who we are, they get us to label ourselves. I live by Christian principles more than damn near anyone around me does. And I'm not putting myself on a freaking pedestal, but to my detriment, I am honest. People don't like the way I speak because I've never been good at telling lies. You know, don't ask me if you look fat in that dress, because if you do, I'm going to say yes. You might want to put something else on. You know, if it pisses them off, it's like, well, what'd you ask me for? I don't like playing the games. I don't, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there like me. I'm nothing special, but I think there are a lot fewer of us now then there are people that have just been in this nightmare.
I'd like to say one more thing, and that's this.
Okay.
I agree with you, Alan, and that's how I act here in this city. But in this city, the way people take that is weakness. They take it as weakness. When you have goodwill and you do good for people and you help people, they take it as weakness, and they look at you like as if you're prey. That's how they treat you here in Philly. Don't come to Philly. It's not worth checking this. It's dangerous here, and Alan knows what happened with me here. And
like I said, I live by principles that somehow were instilled in me. I find it almost easier to go and help someone else do something at their house or in their pasture or whatever than I find to do it for myself. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter that much to me. And next caller, sorry, I won't either on anymore.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Love you a lot, man. You know, thanks for calling in. You know, I could comment a lot, but let's go to Sherry in Kansas if you're still there. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Did either of you happen to catch a clip that, I heard it on Richard Carey's show on Thursday. He played a clip of Dr. Carrie Madej and something that she saw. She was able to get a hold of some of the COVID vaccines.
Cnidarian type hydroids that are supposedly under the glass. I've heard it.
You know what it made me think of? Is, you know, Star Trek, The Next Generation, the Borg.
They're
trying to make us into our own, you know, Borg manufacturing changes.
I get that feeling all the time, actually, Sherry, with my buddy that's been vaccinated, and he likes to go, well, I got the vaccine, and I'm fine. Dude, you'd have no clue what you are now. And it's not a vaccine, by the way. So, but they think, they're like, oh, well, I took it. I'm great. And you go, you don't know anything, right? You know, the stuff that you put in your body, what's it doing? What is it? Where did it come from? You know, what warranty do you have? And if that's true, that it's a organism, some kind of organism, that's scary in itself. Sorry, Sherry,
it creates a new normal, Steve. It creates a new normal. It's like, well, I don't feel as good as I used to, but at least I'm not dying of COVID, so I'll accept it, even though I don't feel as good as I used to. They've created a new normal, folks. They do this to us all the time.
Yeah.
Sherry, I'm sorry.
Have you actually seen any of these 3D printers? I haven't, but I'm just can't get them
not front in my hands or anything like that. I've done the research for years on 3D printers, and I've seen the 3D printer scanner things. They got the little gun thingy that you point at the cup, and you can get the dimensions of it, and then put it into your printer. It's all quite fascinating, but I've never quite, thrown out the money. You're talking still about $500 just to play at this point.
Well, now,
I think.
Don't they actually have some that will manufacture metal, or is it just plastic?
I don't think metal, you know, per se.
Okay.
You know, there's milling machines like the Ghost Gunner, you know, made out of Austin, Texas. It's an actual mill that you get that makes AR-15 uppers and lowers and a variety of different things, but it is some kind of a CNC machine.
Sherry, you know, on this subject, real quick, I have heard that, you know, I can't confirm or completely deny it. I have heard of something called bioink, that they can use 3D printers to print organs. They can print biological material. Whether that's true or not, I can't say for certain.
I have heard this. Weird.
Yes, the technology they have today is way beyond most of ours comprehension. Even, you know, I've had a scientific mind my whole life, but I know if I saw the real reality of some of the stuff that they're doing and that they have, it would probably blow my head off. Much less the normal people out there who just got a degree in left-handed underwater basket weaving.
Thanks, Sherry. You know, appreciate you. Thanks, everybody. I guess that's it for us today.
Take care, folks.
Say goodbye, Gracie. Sorry. You're not Gracie. You're Alan. I'm Steve.
So glad we had this time together. Sing a song and have a laugh or two.
Republic
Take
Broadcast.
Care, folks.
Bye.
Internet connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.